When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back in. Today we're going to discuss a week one waiver ads. Yes, I know we're not going to be out there picking up waivers, but we wanted to get a head start on some players that we think that should be added ahead of week one to get you ready to go. Last year, we talked about a lot of really big impact names, Sam Laporta, Puka Nacua, Kyron Williams. So hopefully there's going to be some names like that on this list this year. Now, typically we would discuss quarterback and tight end, but there's really nobody going to be out here, you know, looking to stream or week one. Most likely people have already drafted those players for at least week one. So this is going to be running back, wide receiver. So, and by the way, we will do this every Sunday night. We go live every Sunday night, halftime of the Sunday night football game to do the, you know, the next week's waiver ad. So with that being said, let's get into it. Cody, hit us with the running backs.
Kicking it off here, I'm going to throw out two names that aren't officially on the list just because when I was looking at ESPN and Yahoo ownership percentages, they were available on one and not the other. So starting off, Chuba Hubbard, just under 50% owned on ESPN. Just want to mention him quickly, someone who could be a target for you, especially if you went with a zero RB approach. Maybe you're sitting on a bunch of like handcuff type running backs, but Hubbard's going to be the lead back here for Carolina until Jonathan Brooks is healthy. And even when that happens, I bet we see Hubbard decently involved for the first few weeks until Brooks is completely up to speed. This offense is going to be improved. The offensive line is definitely going to be improved. And the head coach coming up from Tampa Bay has talked time and time again of how he wants to hashtag establish the run. So Hubbard is definitely going to see plenty of volume through the first few weeks. The other one that was available on Yahoo, but not ESPN, and that is Tyler Algier, one of my favorite handcuff running backs behind Bijan Robinson, is only rostered in 35% of Yahoo leagues. But it was something upwards of 60%+ on ESPN. So depending on what platforms that you're playing on, those two might be available or might not. But jumping into the ads, Ty Chandler, one of my favorite late running back targets this year. I think Chandler's going to have standalone value. And if Aaron Jones misses any time, going to be wheels up for Ty Chandler. We saw him put up double-digit fantasy points in three of his final seven games in a hampered Vikings offense. Aaron Jones has missed multiple games in all but two seasons throughout his career, and we've even heard the Vikings say that Jones is at his best when he has another guy paired with him in the backfield. So if Chandler is out there, he is a must-add for me. Rico Dowdle, 33% on ESPN, 47% rostered on Yahoo. Zeke is going to be annoying for sure, especially at the goal line, but I think we see Rico get the majority of the touches inside the 20s, and in this offense, that's going to be valuable enough. Especially if Rico was like, you know, an RB3 or a flex type of player for you, or even further down your depth chart. And unless Dowdle completely falls flat on his face, he has way more to offer than Zeke does at this point of his career in terms of explosiveness and burst. He just has to stay healthy, which is something that has plagued him throughout his career. The other ad is going to be Jordan Mason. We saw Elijah Mitchell hit the IR. Jordan Mason is someone who, even while Elijah Mitchell was healthy and practicing, he was impressing and standing out above him anyway. We've heard the 49ers talk about this, you know, even last year and the year before, they wanted to cut back some of the work on CMC to keep him fresh. Whether or not that happens this year, I don't know. But at the very least, we're talking about having one of the most valuable handcuffs in fantasy football. So Jordan Mason is definitely someone that needs to be added. Someone I'm throwing in here as like a handcuff plus, so kind of like that standalone value type of range, is going to be Ray Davis, only rostered on 11% of ESPN leagues, 16% of Yahoo leagues. Ray Davis is another one of these late running backs that I can't stop drafting in the later rounds. I think he's going to have standalone value at the very least as the short yardage, like grinder back in this offense. But we were also getting a lot of reports, especially early on, of how well he was showing as a pass catcher. And this is a team that's been searching for like that goal line back for a few years now. They've been bringing in those old retreads like Latavius Murray, playoff Lenny, Damian Harris. So this is clearly a team that does not want to put James Cook in that position. And if anything were happening to Cook, I think we see Davis take an expanded role, while he will cede some work to Ty Johnson, but Ray Davis is someone who I absolutely love in this offense. Tyrone Tracy, another rookie running back here that I think has that handcuff plus value. After we saw him do his best Kevin Nash last Paul Pierce impression a few weeks ago, and we thought he was going to be absolutely done for the rest of the season, he bounced back and he brings an explosive element to that backfield that Singletary lacks. And for an offense that is starving for playmakers, Tracy is someone who we definitely need to be paying attention to. Bucky Irving, another rookie running back to add to this list, rather. Last year, Rashad White was not efficient whatsoever with his touches. He was awesome for fantasy because he had an absolute metric shit ton of touches. I don't see that being the case this year. Bucky Irving is someone who I really liked a lot, despite the lack of measurables in terms of his height and his weight and his combine performance. But whenever he turned on the film at Oregon, he was someone who was just hashtag good at football. So Bucky Irving is another person that should be owned here. Two more rookies here that I'm just going to throw into the stash category for right now. One is Jalen Wright. He's been one of my favorite targets, especially in best ball drafts throughout the summer. Even though he's technically the RB3 for Miami, all he needs is one injury to one of Achan or Mostert, and he's immediately going to see playing time. We saw Wright flash throughout the preseason. He's a fantastic fit in this Miami offense, bringing sub 4.4 speed, but in more of a prototypical running back build at 5'11", 210, compared to either Achan or Mostert. So he is someone that I absolutely love. And again, he's more of a stash at this point, but he has that league-winning upside type of stash. So if he's sitting out there, definitely adding him. Marshawn Lloyd, it's been a little bit of an up and down with Marshawn Lloyd, especially over the past few days. Seemed like he was landing on the PUP list, which would have put him out for the first 4 weeks. He avoided the PUP list, and then AJ Dillon ended on IR with a neck injury. It sounds like his season is going to be over. So he's more of a stash at this point than he is anything else. Barely practiced throughout training camp, coming in as a rookie. That's obviously going to put him behind the eight ball. But I do think he has more upside and more juice than Emmanuel Wilson does right now. So you're stashing him. He's not going to be really contributing. I think it's likely he's going to miss week one. Could be back week two or three. But even then, because of the time that he's missed, I would not expect a lot from him. So he's more of a stash at this point. Guys that we're looking at is just pure handcuffs that I would love to own here. Tank Bigsby, Braylon Allen, Trey Sermon. All these guys are widely available. Not expecting a ton of them from standalone value, but someone it's definitely worth holding on to your rosters in case the running back ahead of them goes down. And those are the week one running back waivers. Kev.
Go over to the wide receivers here. I think first off, I think you can talk about Khalil Shakir. I mean, he has been the guy by post-trial of sleepers all offseason. I've talked so much about him, but only 52% on, I really want to stay above, guys below 50, but that's just so close. I had to bring him up, but really love the situation. I think there's definitely a chance that he is this team's leading wide receiver this year. I think it's between him and Keon Coleman. You also have Curtis Samuel dealing with a turf toe injury. 240 targets vacated from this offense. That's 41% of total targets last year. So I do think there's a lot to like here with Khalil Shakir. He is a weapon, especially over the last half of the season last year, that Josh Allen really relied on. And I mean, a lot of his numbers are really good. 14th in yards per reception, 33rd in yards per route run. He was fourth in yards after the catch per reception. So Khalil Shakir is somebody that I definitely am going to want to add before the season starts. Rashid Shaheed is also in that same boat. Another player that I absolutely love this year. I think this new offensive scheme with Quick Kubiak is going to take this offense and modernize it, because so you're going to see a lot more motion, a lot more getting the ball in their weapons' hands, like someone like Rashid Shaheed. And he's one of the most dynamic wide receivers they have on this team. And there's nobody else behind him. It's really Chris Olave and Rashid Shaheed here. Last year had a 14% target share. Michael Thomas is gone, who had 64 targets through 10 games last year. He is gone now. And this is a wide receiver that was 17 yards per target, as somebody that was very much relying on the deep threat. But I think now they're going to utilize a more, inline, short, intermediate routes, really trying to manufacture touches for him. So I love Rashid Shaheed as another option. Another one that I don't think is sexy, but Joshua Palmer, 41% roster. I think he has a low floor on a run-heavy offense, but I think he's going to play every snap. I think he's going to see probably a 18 to 20% target share. While that seems like a big number, but still, it's not as big, whatever you're talking about. Probably has low volume this offense is going to be, but I still think he can be a solid flex option week to week. So You know, in PPR formats, I think Joshua Palmer does make some sense. And he very well could end up leading the team in targets this year because, I mean, you have Quentin Johnson. Yes, I do like Ladd McConkey as big as the next person. But if he's going to play a lot in the slot for an offense, it's going to be probably very heavy 12 personnel. And then they may not have the slot wide receiver available to them. Then where Ladd McConkey may not see as many snaps. But I do think Joshua Palmer will play every single one of them. He averaged 10.7 fantasy points per game last year. So Josh Palmer, not sexy. Not something I think he has like high-end wide receiver two upside. But I think he ended up being like a solid wide receiver four. Maybe at best, you know, low-end wide receiver three. But still, he deserves to be rostered more leagues. Darnell Mooney, I've talked a lot about this offseason as well. The Falcons are going to have a big shift to 11 personnel this year. You're probably going to see, you know, 90% 11 personnel, meaning Darnell Mooney is going to be playing a lot. This is a player that has a 1,000-yard season under his belt. And so it's not hard to see weekly flex option appeal for Darnell Mooney. And only rostered in 30% of leagues, just too low. You have Dontayvion Wicks the next up. Now, listen, Dontayvion Wicks, I kind of get, right? I think there's a lot to like here. I mean, he was 10th in route win rate, 25th in target separation last year, also top 24 in yards per route run. But this is a very crowded wide receiver room with Jaden Reed and Christian Watson. And thankfully, Christian Watson has been able to stay healthy. And then you still have Romeo Doubs is still there as well. And so when it comes to Dontayvion Wicks, I think there's some upside here. And that I kind of want to roster him now, just to see how this is going to play out and how the target distribution is going to play out for a couple of weeks. But, you know, if it looks like he's not going to be heavily involved, because he only ran 54.6% of routes last year. If that's going to be where he's at last year, you necessarily need roster. But if an injury were to occur, he is going to be a slam dunk ad because I think he is a very good wide receiver. Michael Wilson, still on that train. I think it helps even more. Zay Jones was suspended for 5 games, so that's going to help him. But he had a 14% target share last year, despite only 39th in your route participation. He ended up with 565 receiving yards and 3 touchdowns during his rookie season. Now, that was only in 13 games, but they also had to play with really poor quarterback play over the first half of the season. But we saw with Kyler Murray, he started to get more involved. They started to build a little more rapport over the final 2 weeks of this fantasy season. He was a top 24 wide receiver. So, yes, they have Marvin Harrison Jr. Obviously, he's going to see a massive target share, as well as Trey McBride. But I still think there's a big enough role here for Michael Wilson to also be a reliable, you know, wide receiver 4, wide receiver 5 on certain weeks, especially once bye weeks get going. Then you have some other options here. I think DeMarcus Robinson is always, always undervalued. This is a player that last season was, over the final 5 weeks of the season, was a pretty reliable flex option for a lot of people. And this is just because this team runs a heavy 11 personnel, much like the Falcons are going to be doing. And so this is a team that's going to run 95% 11 personnel. So he's always going to be on the field. So he definitely deserves to be rostered in more leagues. Luke McCaffrey, I think, is an interesting play, mainly because we're talking about an offense here that just lost Jahan Dotson, shipped him off to Philadelphia. And so now this wide receiver 2 role is kind of in flux here. You know, you have Jaden Daniels is a quarterback that I absolutely love this year. But Luke McCaffrey, I think, is a very interesting ad. He performed really well in the preseason. So Luke McCaffrey is kind of a speculative ad. The same as Adonai Mitchell. I think he's kind of an intriguing option. I do fear that maybe he kind of runs that kind of Alec Pierce type offense this year, where he's doing a lot of go route stuff like that. Maybe he doesn't get as much opportunity. But we'll have to see with Josh Downs and, you know, how he's able to progress through this as well, because Josh Downs is a big favorite of Anthony Richardson last year. So, but I do think he deserves a look. Jermaine Burton, I would have much higher on this list, but it doesn't sound like he's going to start the year as a number 3 wide receiver. It sounds like he's probably going to be number 4, but he has been phenomenal in preseason. Jermaine Burton has. He is one of my favorite late round ads, somebody that I definitely want to have. If you have enough bench spots, 6-7 bench spots, I think Jermaine Burton should definitely be somebody you could look to add, because obviously we're still talking about an offense tied to Joe Burrow. You know, Mike Gesicki's there as a tight end, but he's never really been much of a thing to worry about. So there's a really, really good path here for Jermaine Burton to be a thing this year. And so I love Jermaine Burton. I think somebody that could kind of get going as the season goes by, and as in the second half of the season, they could have a decent role. And especially if something were to happen to either T. Higgins or Jamar Chase, he could really take off. Now on the deeper league side, I don't need to go through all these players and talk about them. You know, some of these guys are rookies. You have Jalen Tolbert, who was really close to making my 10-12 team, because we're talking about an offense here with the Dallas Cowboys that could very likely lead the league in pass attempts this year. One of the best offenses. This offense hasn't changed. It's aging Brandon Cooks. Obviously, CeeDee Lamb has signed a huge extension. Jake Ferguson. But Jake Ferguson and CeeDee Lamb are the 2 big guys. I definitely think Jalen Tolbert could end up being the number 2 wide receiver by the season's end for this offense. You have Josh Reynolds, another non-sexy name. But, you know, it looks like the Broncos looking to move on from Tim Patrick. you have a bunch of unproven guys behind him, like Troy Franklin, who sounds like he's probably not going to have a role, Marvin Mims. So Josh Reynolds they bring in. I think Josh Reynolds could end up having a decent-sized role here, and if Bo Nix can really figure out this offense and actually, you know, produce in year one, then I think Josh Reynolds could end up being another flex option you look to add. The rest of these guys are very much super deep league, 16 team. More so, guys, I just kind of want the season progress a little bit and see how these guys can be utilized. Guys like Xavier Legette, Malik Washington, A.T. Perry, Malachi Corley, Jalen McMillan, Roman Wilson, Devontaze Walker, all kind of rookies that I really want to see how the role progress this year. But definitely just kind of have an eye on and see how they progress this year. So that's kind of my list that I really want to hit on. For me, I think the ones that make the most sense for me, Khalil Shakir, Rashid Shaheed, Darnell Mooney, Joshua Palmer, and probably DeMarcus Robinson and Michael Wilson.
Yeah, I agree. The only other name I'd throw out there real quick would be Andre Yoshivas. Jermaine Burton, I think, has a higher upside for sure, but it sounds like Yoshivas is going to be locked in that slot role, at least at the beginning of the season. So super deep leagues, I don't think you have to add him in 10 or 12 team leagues, but 14 team leagues and deeper, I think he's someone who might have like a, you know, kind of like that Tyler Boyd type of role where maybe has a, you know, a safer floor than he does have anything with a ceiling, but sounds like he's going to be the guy. But Burton for sure has the higher upside.
All right. That being said, hit that like and subscribe button. We got a lot of content coming. You can look forward to our rankings coming out very soon over the next couple of days. Next week, we'll be going live on Wednesday, as we do every single Wednesday night, to answer every start sit questions you're going to have for the week and to get you ready for that week ahead. So it's here, boys and girls. You know, the offseason's pretty much over now. Cut days happened. 53-man rosters have been set. And so now we're here. I mean, we have probably one more big weekend of fantasy drafting, and then after that, it's on to the regular season. So let's go ahead and get it locked in. You know, the Twins of Champions this year. We'll see you on the next one. Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.